Williamsburg Festival organizers cancel Hanukkah menorah lighting over fears of appearing to choose sides in Israel-Hamas war. By Joel B. Polak on December 3, 2023. A public menorah lighting has been canceled by an arts festival in Williamsburg, Virginia, over concern that observing the Jewish holiday would amount to endorsing Israel's policies in its war against the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas in Gaza. The Virginia Gazette News reported. A menorah lighting was scheduled for the second Sunday's Art and Music Festival on December 10. Each month from March to December, the community event hosts artisans, street performers and food vendors, and Jewish leaders were told that the board was not comfortable allowing the lighting at the festival. December 7 marks the first night of Hanukkah. According to a statement from the United Jewish Community of the Virginia Peninsula, the lighting was going to be held by a local rabbi and had nothing to do with the Israel-Hamas war. The statement says Jewish leaders were told the event would appear to choose sides in the conflict, and organizers would reschedule the celebration if it were held under a ceasefire banner. In a statement, the United Jewish Community of the Virginia Peninsula said, "The Jewish community of the Virginia Peninsula is shocked and alarmed at Love Light Placemaking's decision to cancel a menorah lighting scheduled for the second Sunday's Art and Music Festival on December 10 in Williamsburg, claiming it did not want to appear to choose sides in the Israel-Hamas conflict. To be clear, the menorah lighting, which was to be led by a local community rabbi, had nothing to do with Israel or the conflict." Yet, appallingly, the event organizer claimed that a Hanukkah celebration would send a message that the festival was supporting the killing/bombing of thousands of men, women, and children, and even went a step further by offering to reinstate the event if it was done under a banner calling for a ceasefire. "We should be very clear, it is anti-Semitic to hold Jews collectively responsible for Israel's policies and actions, and to require a political litmus test for Jews' participation in community events that have nothing to do with Israel. Those standards would never be applied to another community. Since October 7, we have repeatedly seen cases of Jewish people and institutions, including synagogues, Jewish homes and businesses, being targeted, sometimes violently, by those opposed to Israel or its actions. At a time of well-documented, rising anti-Semitism, the singling out and targeting of Jews is dangerous and harmful, serving to further exclude and alienate our community. The second Sunday's Art and Music Festival has been a meaningful and important community event that brings people together under a powerful message of unity, love and light. Excluding Jewish participation from a festival that should welcome everyone undermines its very message. We call on Love Light Placemaking to reconsider our request to engage in dialogue, educate themselves on the harmfulness of their decision, and reinstate the apolitical menorah ceremony at the event." Ironically, Hanukkah celebrates a rebellion by Jews against the suppression of their faith by the Seleucid Greek Empire. Correction, the headline on this article has been updated to Williamsburg Festival, as there is another festival with a similar name, the Virginia Art Festival, that is not related to this controversy. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.